Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. This is the Tea Party Patriots. We're going to be on for at least the next hour. We've got some great guests coming on board that are lined up right now to start the discussion about defunding Obamacare and a rally that's coming up. We hope you'll stay on for the entire call. We are going to be wanting you to ask questions. So if you do have a question, by all means, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone if you have a question. Again, for all of you who have just joined us, and a lot of you have been on these calls with us before, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone. If you'd like to donate, please press 77 on the keypad on your phone. More about that later. Jenny Beth, I'm going to hand this off to you right now, if we could, please. And why don't you take it away? We've already got people on the line. We've got a bunch. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Kurt, and thanks, everyone, for being on the call tonight. We are going to be joined by Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, and also by Congressman Mark Meadows. And in case you don't know, Mark Meadows has a letter very similar to what Mike Lee has. His letter is on the House side, and Mike Lee's is on the Senate side. So we're going to hear from them, what they're doing, what they expect will happen once Congress gets back in session next week. And then also we want to make sure everyone knows that we have an Exempt America rally coming up on Tuesday at noon Eastern time on the West Lawn of the United States Capitol. And if you haven't already received information about it or looked up information about that, you can go to exemptamerica.com. This is something that Tea Party Patriots is doing. We're being joined by Heritage Action and Freedom Works and Let Freedom Ring, and I think I'm missing one of our coalition partners. We've got several coalition partners. This is not about Tea Party Patriots. This is about the effort that Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Congressman Mark Meadows and Tom Graves are taking, and it is the effort to fund the entire government and not to fund Obamacare, not to spend our hard-earned tax money on this law that the president himself says is not ready for big business. That's why he's given a delay in the Obamacare mandates for business. It's the labor unions have said it will destroy the 40-hour work week, and it will shatter their members' health care. And Congress has been given, and their staff, members of Congress and their staff have been given an exemption through the Office of Personnel Management. If it's not good enough for all these special interest groups, it's not good enough for us, and we need the people in Congress to stand firm and stand up for us and not spend our tax money that we worked so hard to earn on this law that they're not willing to live under themselves. And so we're going to hear from Senators Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and Congressman Mark Meadows tonight. And before we go to Mike Lee, we are going to hear from Nicole, who is in our room with our operators, who can take donations from you.
Great. Thanks, Jenny Beth. We've got a room full of very excited people who are looking forward to talking to every single one of you before the night is over. But friends, if we do nothing, Obamacare goes into effect on October 21st. It's 25 days from now. The liberal establishment in both parties wants us to believe there's nothing you or I can do about it at this late date. Well, there's good news. Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, who will be speaking with us in a few minutes, they have a real plan to stop Obamacare dead in its tracks. We are up against a massively well-funded, well-oiled political machine. They want this law to go into effect because it gives them power over every American citizen, life or death power. And we're here tonight to say no. No Obamacare, not one penny, no to the politicians who support it, and no to the president who wants Congress to fund it. And we do that as Tea Party Patriots with one voice. We're going to be talking tonight about our Exempt America rally, thousands of people gathering to send a big message. But as you know, these rallies take time, they take talent, and yes, they take resources. Our goal tonight is to raise $38,000 in the next hour. That's a lot. But if you press 7 now and you pledge $50 or $100, or if you can do $250 or $500, that's wonderful too, whether it's $15 or $50. If every single one of you on this call does their part, does what they can, we will prevail. Again, it's 7 on your phone. It takes just a moment of your time, and that investment you make helps save our country. Press 7 now. You can donate really, really fast, and as soon as you're done, we'll return you to the town hall. You will not miss the discussion. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nicole, and thanks everyone who are making the donations. And Kurt, what is the button that people press if they have questions and they want to ask questions?
If they have questions, they press 0 on the keypad on your phone for questions, 7 for donations, 0 for questions. And we are having some people line up with some questions already, so that's a good thing. Go ahead, Jenny Beth.
Okay, and I already see that Mary from Ohio is frustrated because she tried to call Speaker Boehner's office and never got through. The voicemail is full. Mary, I'm going to be in Cincinnati tomorrow joining the Tea Party groups in Cincinnati. I'll be there with Brent Bozell in the morning for a press conference about this effort to on Obamacare to stop spending our tax money on it while still funding the rest of the entire government. And then I'm going to a rally about the immigration and amnesty process. So come join us there and make your voices heard right there in your home state. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure Speaker Boehner hears us. All right. The first guest speaker tonight is Mike Lee, who is a senator from Utah, and he has a letter that he's going to tell you about, and he's going to tell you also what he thinks will be happening with the continuing resolution process over the next couple of weeks. Go ahead, Senator Lee. Oops, is Senator Lee still there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Senator.
I was speaking, but I was muted. You couldn't hear me. I was just saying thank you, Jenny Beth, for putting this together, and thanks to all of you who are joining this. I can't emphasize enough the importance of this effort. This is an effort that began in earnest in early July when we saw that the President of the United States was going to just amend Obamacare. Three times now, arguably four, because he didn't like the way it was written, just as most of us don't like the way it was written either. But he's selectively enforcing this law in a way that's blatantly unconstitutional. So what we said is this is a bad law. It's going to make health care less affordable for Americans. The president's not going to follow the law. We shouldn't fund the law. So I put together a letter for members of the Senate to sign that says very simply, we, the undersigned, will not sign any spending bill that includes funding for Obamacare implementation and enforcement. We've got 14 signatures on that letter right now. We're still building. We added another one a couple weeks ago. But on top of this, I've got colleagues who are telling me they're going to vote with us, but for a variety of tactical reasons that I don't entirely understand, some of them have chosen not to sign it. The American people, fortunately, are overwhelmingly with us. This law, Obamacare, is described in some quarters as controversial. But, you know, that's a lie. It's controversial only inside the Washington, D.C. Capitol Beltway. Outside of the Washington, D.C. area, this law is universally despised. Workers hate it. Employers worry about what it's going to do to their ability to keep their businesses running. Doctors fear about what it's going to do to their ability to practice medicine. Even unions can't stand it. James Hoffa recently said that it will destroy the 40-hour work week, which he insists is the backbone of the American economy. And so, really, this is not just about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about the Washington, D.C. political establishment and ruling class, people from both political parties, against everyone else in America. We've got to fight hard on this, and frankly, we've got to win. The American people are with us. It's only the ruling class in Washington that is against us. Now, let me say one more thing on this. It's really important that all of us band together and understand the nature of the battle we're fighting. The battle is, in many respects, hardest to fight on the Republican side of the aisle. We've got people on both sides of the aisle, but especially Republicans, who are fond, for whatever reason, of misbranding, mislabeling this. They're saying that this is a shutdown effort. And that is not just a lie. That's a darned lie. And that's really strong language where I live in Utah. What they're saying is false because we have never once called for a shutdown. In fact, what we're doing is a way of avoiding a shutdown. What we're saying is we want to keep everything else in government funded. We're willing to keep everything else in government funded at current levels, even programs we hate. We just are not willing to fund Obamacare. Now, that is not a shutdown threat, and those who say that it is are themselves effectively saying if you're not willing to tie Obamacare funding to defense spending and everything else in government for that matter, that they themselves are going to shut down the government. So we've got to refute this for the lie that it is. We need people writing into their local newspapers and national newspapers. We need people calling office holders on the carpet when they claim to be against Obamacare, but then say they're going to fund it.
Jenny Beth?
Yes. So, Kurt, tell me again, what is the number that people need to press to ask questions?
It's 0 if they want to ask questions, and if they want to donate, they can press 7 on the keypad on their phone. Next, if you want, we can start having a few people pose questions to Senator Lee, if you'd like, or we can have Nicole come up next. Which would be best, Jenny Beth?
So the people who are just joining us, we had Senator Lee to speak. We're about to take a couple of questions from him. And if you are just joining us, we are having a rally in D.C. on the West Lawn of the Capitol at noon on Tuesday, this Tuesday, September 10th. Senator Lee and Cruz will be there. People from FreedomWorks, Heritage Action, Let Freedom Ring, For America will be there. And we are going to make sure that these members of Congress who would not come out and meet with us publicly during their so-called August recess.
You're losing your reception a bit there, Jenny Beth. While Jenny Beth is getting back into better reception and stuff like that, I think she's on a cell phone right now. Senator, I'm going to have a couple people ask a couple questions, if that's all right with you, concerning, if we can. And I'm going to take my first question, if I can, from Gail. Gail, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting we're having tonight. Senator Lee's here for your question. Gail, where are you from, and what is your question, please?
Okay, I'm from Cartersville, Georgia, and I've been contacting our Georgia senators as well as Congressman Gingrey in the 11th Congressional District. I have gotten a positive answer from each of them, yet when I go on to the website, I don't see that any of them have signed any letters. Can you tell me whether you know if the two Georgia senators and Congressman Gingrey have agreed to sign on?
Gail, first of all, thank you for calling in, and thank you for asking that question of your elected officials in Georgia, and I hope they're representing you and everyone else in Cartersville well. To my knowledge, neither of the Georgia senators have signed my letter, and since it is my letter, I'm pretty sure I would know if they had signed it. But the fact that they're telling you that is somewhat encouraging to me, and this is part of what I'm talking about the fact that some people are joining the effort. Some people are agreeing, at least privately, that they're going to support this effort, but for whatever reason have chosen not to sign it. Maybe they think it's too late. I'm not sure. But, Gail, do me a favor. Here's where you can separate the wheat from the chaff in this. Ask them whether what they're committing to is to vote against any and all spending bills that include Obamacare funding. If they're willing to answer that question with a simple yes, categorically speaking, then they're on board. And if they're willing to answer that with a categorical yes, then there should be no reason why they shouldn't sign my letter. So that's the way you separate the wheat from the chaff, because there are a lot of people who are claiming to be all on board with defunding Obamacare. But on further inquiry, what you discover is all they're really saying is that they support the Cruz legislation, which is good, but it's not enough, meaning it's good for them to say, yeah, I co-sponsor the Cruz resolution that would defund Obamacare, but that's very different from saying they're going to vote against any spending bill that includes Obamacare spending.
Thank you, Senator. I'm going to have Nicole come up next, and then we're going to take another question, if that's all right. Nicole, go ahead, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kurt. You know, Congress is just coming back after a month-long vacation, and I think that Jenny Beth and Senator Lee both alluded to this. A lot of members of Congress cut back or even canceled their town hall meetings so they didn't have to face the people of their district. And let's face it, they're embarrassed by their behavior. They know they are going against what the people want. And that's why our Exempt America rally is taking place. They cannot continue to ignore and avoid us any longer. The time for action is now. Republicans promised to get rid of this law. They campaigned on it. They spent millions of dollars convincing us of their resolve. And now they're on the verge of betraying that promise when Senator Lee has put forward a perfectly good plan on the table. We need to warn Boehner and McConnell and all the rest of them. They better not sell out to Barack Obama again, because that's where they're at, folks. But we've got to move fast. There's 25 days to stop Obamacare. This Exempt America rally is at the Capitol in 4 days. And now, right now, press 7 on your phone to give. Do as much as you can. Let's not wake up on October 2nd and wonder what else we could have done. We need you to give 35 or 50, or stand with the Tea Party Patriots with 100 or 150. Any amount helps. Just don't sit back on your heels. Press 7. Give now. Thank you.
And we had somebody join us, but before we bring in somebody else, as promised, Senator, I'm going to have Delmar ask a question. Delmar, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Delmar, tell us where you're from, first of all, and what is your question, please?
I'm from Southern Illinois. This is the biggest, the largest district in Illinois, congressional district. Okay, I want to ask about Senator Rubio. Where does he stand on this here? I'm awful disappointed in the, when he joined up with McCain on the, that panel of eight.
Senator?
I'm not sure I understand the nature of the question. If you're asking where I stand on defunding Obamacare and on my letter, I'm the author of the letter, so I, of course, support it.
Senator, he wants to know where Senator Rubio stands on this.
Okay, I'm sorry, you must have broken in on that. Marco Rubio has been very supportive of this. He was one of the first people to sign this letter, and he has been an outspoken advocate of the letter. So there are some people who have signed it and then have gone relatively silent. Marco is not one of those. He has been out there doing interviews, giving speeches, strongly advocating on behalf of the defund Obamacare movement, and he has made a very solemn commitment not to vote for any spending bill that includes Obamacare funding. So he is solidly with us on that, and I appreciate his help. Thank you for asking that question.
Thank you, Senator. Jenny Beth, I believe you're back, and we had somebody, a couple people join us as well. Jenny Beth, take it away, please.
Yes, thank you, Kurt and Senator Lee, for filling in for me. I am in between Montgomery, Alabama, and Atlanta so that I can fly out tomorrow morning to go to Cincinnati, and I had really bad coverage there for a minute. I apologize. I believe that we had two other people join us. Do we have Senator Cruz on the call yet? And do we have Congressman Mark Meadows on the call?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. So this is Congressman Mark Meadows, who is from North Carolina, and he has a letter very similar to what Mike Lee has on the Senate side. Congressman Meadows has this on the House side. He's had 80 co-sponsors on this letter, and Congressman Meadows, will you just give a little bit of an update about what you've been doing with your letter and what you think is going to happen on the House side over the next couple of weeks?
Well, obviously the battle is waging, you know, and raging both on the House side, because we've got to make some hard decisions. Probably as early as next Tuesday when we come back, we'll have our conference. As you mentioned, we have 80 people on the letter. Not all of those committed to a defunding process, although most of them are. And then we probably have another 20 to 30 that have not signed the letter, that because of the grassroots efforts that are popping up at town halls across the country, and you know, many of the efforts that you've supported, Jenny Beth, is you know, really making a big difference. And so we're drafting some language to work on the defunding aspect, that hopefully we can have a vote and have it come out of the House and go over the Senate, and really just put some pressure to make sure that those that are not with, you know, Senator Cruz or Senator Lee really have to take a real hard look and decide whether they're going to be with those people that they represent or continue to do what we've done for many years now, is just kick the can down the road and hope for better times in the future. But I'm encouraged by the momentum that we're starting to see. Have met not only with a number of our colleagues, was on the phone with a group of conservatives today, but in addition to that, reaching out to leadership and expressing that the will of the people, is truly with us. So I'm encouraged. It's not going to be without a fight. And candidly, everybody needs to make sure that they call their congressman or senator and make their voice be heard, similar to what's happening right now in Syria.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for that. And then I believe that we're going to take some questions from people in the audience. And people who are listening, Kurt, what is the number they can press again if they have questions?
They can press 0, and we've got some people lined up already. I've got one I'd like to take, and both the congressman and the senator can probably answer this question if that's all right with you. It's from Judith. Judith, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Judith, first of all,
Yes. Tell
us where you're from
Yes. And
what's your question. Senator Lee will say something first, and then the congressman right after that. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind, first of all, I want to thank the senators for participating in this effort here. But I just want to, rather than a question, I want to express some of the practical experiences, and I mean common sense things that are happening. I'm an independent insurance broker, and I've been in the business for over 15 years, and these are the practical things that are happening. With the exemptions, as an example, for Congress, with the exemptions, it can't work. Basically, it just can't work, because you'll get adverse selection, you'll get only the ill people who will be signing up, which drives up costs and becomes impossible. I'm very concerned about the issue of identity theft and also fraud. The navigators who have been received, I don't know how many grants, organizations such as Planned Parenthood, the SEIU, the NAACP, these are the people who are going to have been given thousands of dollars in grant or millions of dollars in grants in order to act as navigators, to answer the phones and to talk to people about Obamacare. The other problem that I see with identity theft and also with potential fraud, is the fact that even some of these large internet insurance companies that operate similar to Travelocity, but only for insurance, those people have been given access to the huge hub of consolidated information on us, our medical records, our IRS records, whether or not we've been arrested, the VA, our Social Security information, and these internet, I guess you call them providers, will have access to this. There's no oversight whatsoever in who are these people, what are their backgrounds, and they'll have access to.
Senator Lee, do you want to respond to what Judith is talking about first, please?
I'd be happy to. First of all, Judith, it's great to have your insight. I always enjoy hearing from someone who works in this industry because you and others in your industry seem to be on the very tip of the spear. You're seeing a lot of what we will be seeing shortly. You're seeing it before we're able to see it. This is exactly what I'm talking about how this law is going to be a colossal nightmare. Now, there are a couple of important points here. Number one, you alluded, Judith, to the fact that this thing is not sustainable. It's going to collapse under its own weight in a very short period of time. And I actually believe that it was built to fail. You had Senator Harry Reid confirming this in an interview with his local newspaper in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, wherein he said, in effect, yes, this was built to fail. We built it to fail. This will be just sort of a bridge between where we are now and where we want to go, which is to have a single-payer, government-funded, government-run healthcare system. So they're not afraid of the fact that this thing isn't going to work. They see it as an important first step toward national socialized medicine, and we have to stop that from happening. Secondly, as to the privacy concerns you related, you know, there's a reason why the genre of fictional novel called the dystopian novel has made a comeback in recent years. You know, decades ago we had 1984, we had Brave New World, and now we have other novels like The Hunger Games. These are all novels that in some ways reflect and forecast reality, in that once government gets that much potential to track information on everyone, government will eventually abuse that power. Government inevitably does abuse that power. It's just what happens. It's human nature. You give someone that much power and that much information about the lives of fellow citizens, and it will be abused. It's not a question of if, it's just a matter of when. And when they've got this much information, it's a very short period of time in which you can expect that to occur. We cannot let this happen. So again, I emphasize, and I can't reemphasize enough the fact, this conflict about the Affordable Care Act and whether or not we fund it, this is not just another Democrat versus Republican issue. This is about the elite ruling establishment class in Washington versus everyone else, versus all the American people. The political establishment in Washington, which includes a lot of people from both political parties, even a whole lot of Republican leaders, is bent on letting this law take effect. They might have different reasons than the Democrats. Disgustingly, a lot of Republicans want it to take effect because they think we can get some cheap short-term political victory out of letting it take effect. This is wrong. We've got to call it out as wrong, and we have to stop it. The sons and daughters of the American Republic were born to live free. They will not live free under this law, and we have to stop it. And so I invite all within the sound of my voice to join me in this noble cause, to help us engage in a national dialogue about what we want out of our government and hear what we don't want out of our government. We must stop this law. The way to do it is to keep government funded, but not fund Obamacare.
Well, and everybody, this is Ted Cruz. I just joined, and I have to say I am inspired by Mike's comment a minute ago, and in particular the image of Mike Lee as Katniss Everdeen standing up against the Hunger Games and standing up for the liberty of America.
Thank you, Senator Cruz, and give me just 1 second, and we'll go right back to you so you can give a longer statement. I want everyone to know that we have had over 67,000 people join the call tonight. We still have people who are calling in, and we are about to hear from Senator Ted Cruz. And before we do that, Nicole is going to make one more ask for donations, because I believe we've got some operators who have freed up, and then we're going to go to Senator Ted Cruz.
Thanks, Jenny Beth. We're coming down to the wire here, folks. We are about halfway to our goal of raising $38,000 on the call tonight, and we've got Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee on the line, and I don't know about you, but I want to show them what the Tea Party Patriots are made of. We are bold, we are determined, and we are committed to stopping Obamacare. You know, I see that Craig from California has given $100. Barb from Illinois has given $40. We have one person who has contributed $1,000 on this call tonight. That is just amazing. Now, my question is, have you given yet? It's easy. You just press 7. Our operators, they're God-fearing American patriots just like you. We're based here in rural Iowa. We'll take your donation, and we'll return you right back to the call. You won't miss a thing. What are you waiting for? Let's get this done. Please press 7 on your keypad quickly. Make that donation, and then let's hear from Senator Cruz, and thank you very, very much.
Go ahead, Senator Cruz, and thank you for joining us tonight on this Peloton Hall.
Well, thank you very much. Let me start by thanking Jenny Beth Martin and thanking everyone for joining this event tonight, this Teletown Hall. We are in what I believe is the most important fight in the country right now, and that is the fight to restore economic growth and to defund Obamacare, the single biggest job killer in this country. And I'm so grateful for the Tea Party Patriots' passion and hard work. This is a fight that will be decided by the American people. Let me start by just being brutally honest. If the traditional rules of Washington apply to the fight to defund Obamacare, we can't win this fight. If the forums in which we have to make these arguments consist of the smoke-filled rooms in Washington. This fight is impossible to win. We need to get either 41 Republicans in the Senate to stand together or 218 Republicans in the House. Right now, we don't have the votes. And to be brutally honest, I cannot win this fight. Mike Lee, God bless him, cannot win this fight. There is no elected politician in Washington who can win this fight. The only ones who can win this fight are you. The only ones who have a chance to win this fight are the American people. And if we continue to see in the next 24 days between now and September 30th, millions upon millions of Americans coming together, standing up, and saying enough is enough. Obamacare is a train wreck, in the words of the Democratic senator who wrote it. It is the biggest job killer in this country. It is causing so many Americans to lose their jobs, not to be hired, small businesses not to grow. It is causing young people and Hispanics and African Americans and single moms to find their hours forcibly reduced to 29 hours a week. It is finding people all over this country losing their health insurance as more and more employers are dropping health insurance because of Obamacare, as more and more employers are moving manufacturing overseas to China because of Obamacare, as more and more people are facing rising health insurance premiums that are making it impossible for them to provide health care for their families. This thing isn't working. The wheels are coming off of it. That's why President Obama is granting waivers to all the powerful interests. Every big corporation in America has gotten a waiver. Every member of Congress has gotten a waiver. The unions are going to Barack Obama asking for them to get a waiver. The only people that he's trying to deny waivers to are hardworking American families. And I think the American people deserve the same waiver that President Obama is giving to big corporations and to members of Congress. Now, on September 10th, there is the Exempt America rally in Washington, D.C., that Tea Party Patriots is working hard to organize. Let me encourage every one of you, if it is at all possible for you to be in Washington on September 10th, standing there astonishing members of Congress by hearing from the American people is the only way to get their attention. You know, just a few weeks ago, a national website was launched, don'tfundit.com, don'tfundit.com. In just a matter of weeks, over 1.1 million Americans have signed the national petition on don'tfundit.com to defund Obamacare. And how do we win this fight? The only way we win this fight is if in the next 24 days, millions upon millions of Americans go to the website at don'tfundit.com, sign the national petition. If millions upon millions of Americans pick up the phone and call your senators, call your elected representatives and say, stand up for principle. If you say you oppose Obamacare, then don't affirmatively vote to fund it. And then if millions upon millions of Americans get their friends, get their family, get their neighbors to do the same, we have got to bring together a grassroots tsunami to make this happen. Because the politicians in Washington, career politicians in Washington, don't want to do it. The Democrats are circling the wagons behind President Obama. They're scared. They're scared that this thing isn't working, but they're more scared of abandoning President Obama's signature legislation. And sadly, an awful lot of Republicans are scared, too. They're scared of the political fight. They're scared of being blamed politically. And the only thing that can change that is if the American people rise up and hold our elected leaders accountable. If the American people rise up and make it more politically risky to do the wrong thing than it is to do the right thing. One of the great things about our Constitution is sovereignty does not reside in a bunch of politicians in Washington. Sovereignty resides in we the people, in the American people. And I believe the American people should hold every single elected official accountable, including me, including Mike Lee, every one of us. We should be held accountable. Are you standing up and fighting for liberty? Are you standing up and fighting for economic growth? Are you standing up and fighting to defend the Constitution? You know, the American free enterprise system has been the greatest engine for prosperity and opportunity the world has ever seen. And under Barack Obama, we have been trapped in what I call the Great Stagnation. For the last 4 years, our economy has grown 0.9% a year on average. There's only one other period since World War II of four consecutive years of less than 1% growth, and that was 1979 to 1982. That was coming out of the Jimmy Carter administration, and it was the same failed economic policies, out of control, spending out of control, taxes out of control, regulation, and it doesn't work. It produces stagnation. And the single biggest regulatory failure is Obamacare. Obamacare has already produced over 20,000 pages of regulation. You know, if you stack that up, that's over 7 feet tall. Every 6 months, an additional 3,000 pages get written of regulations. I'll tell you, the last several weeks, I've been traveling the state of Texas and traveling the country, speaking at town halls, working to energize the American people to rise up against this job killer that is Obamacare. And the disconnect between Washington, D.C. and the American people could not be greater. You know, I think the biggest divide in this country is not between Republicans and Democrats. It is between career politicians of both parties who are entrenched in Washington, D.C., and the American people. And when you travel outside of Washington, D.C., the American people are united that this thing isn't working and we want economic growth back. You know, just last week I did a small business roundtable in Kerrville, Texas, a small town in central Texas. There are about 20 small business owners around the table. And I asked everyone to go around the table, introduce themselves, and share an issue that was weighing on their heart, share an issue they'd been praying about, they'd been thinking about, they'd been concerned about. It's a completely open-ended question where people could raise any topic they wanted. Over half of the small business owners sitting around that table volunteered that Obamacare was the single biggest challenge facing their business. Several of them, four or five of them, described how they had very good opportunities right now to expand their businesses. One was actually the gentleman who owned the bar and restaurant in which we were having the meeting, and he mentioned he had a great opportunity to expand to double the size of his bar and restaurant. But he said he wasn't going to take that opportunity because right now he has between 30 and 40 employees. And if he expanded the business, he'd get over 50 employees, and 50 employees is the threshold for Obamacare. And four or five of those small business owners said the same thing. They had great opportunities to expand, but they were not going to do it because Obamacare would bankrupt them and they couldn't get under it. And every one of those small business owners is not creating those jobs. And the people who are suffering are the people who are struggling and need jobs. You know, another woman at the round the table described how she owns several fast food restaurants in and around town. And she nearly choked up as she described how she was forced to forcibly reduce the hours of the employees working for her to 29 hours a week. And she said, listen, many of these employees have been with us 10, 20 years. These are single moms. These are people struggling. And they can't feed their kids on 29 hours a week. But she said, you know what? They also can't feed their kids if I go out of business. And 30 hours a week is the threshold for Obamacare. If we fall under Obamacare, it will bankrupt us and drive us out of business. Another small business owner around the table is a gentleman whose company manufactures hunting blinds. And he described wistfully how he was forced to move manufacturing overseas to China. And he said, listen, I want to manufacture these blinds here in the United States, here in Texas. And this would be 150 to 200 good manufacturing jobs. But he said, listen, if it's here in the United States, it's subject to Obamacare. And Obamacare will drive our costs up so high we can't be competitive. And so I'm forced to manufacture it overseas rather than here. This thing isn't working. It's abundantly clear to the American people. But the problem is our elected officials in Washington aren't listening to us. Every time you pick up the phone and call your senators, call your House members, it has an impact. It has a huge impact. And to win this fight, we need millions upon millions of Americans to go to DontFundIt.com to sign the national petition. We need millions upon millions of Americans to call their senators, to call their elected representatives. We need millions upon millions of Americans to get their friends and family to do the same. We need millions upon millions of Americans to go to Facebook, to go to Twitter, to go to websites of the elected officials and speak out and say, stand up and stand for principle. And next week on Tuesday, September 10th, we need as many Americans as possible to come to Washington, D.C. and join in the Exempt America rally. all of the Washington, D.C. graybeards, all of the career politicians, all of the media say this is impossible because under traditional Washington rules, it is. But we're trying to change the rules of Washington. I'm convinced it can happen if the American people rise up, but it is up to you to reach out and help make that happen. Mike Lee and I and many others are working very, very hard to make that happen. Tea Party Patriots is working very hard to make that happen, but it has got to come from the American people. And if the American people hold our elected officials accountable, they will be forced to listen. That's how we'll defund Obamacare. That's how we'll stop the biggest job killer in this country, and that's how we will restore economic growth, which makes it possible for every American to have a fair chance to climb the economic ladder and to achieve the American dream. And with that, I'm happy to answer any and all questions.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. Before we go to questions, I think that Nicole has a few operators who are available, and I want to remind everyone that in addition to Senator Cruz, we did have Senator Lee on the call. He had to drop off because he has a town hall event in Utah that he is going to. He actually, like Senator Cruz and also Congressman Meadows, who is on this, both of whom are on the call with us, they've talked to their constituents and listened to their constituents during this August recess, and Mike Lee is doing that even tonight. Nicole, do we have some operators who are available?
Yes, we certainly do. We've got a few available. We are just rounding the $25,000 mark on our way to the $38,000 goal. So if anyone would like to press 7 to speak to an operator, we have had three people who contributed $1,000 tonight, Jenny Bass, which is just amazing.
Wow.
But, you know, we have people who are giving 15 and 20 and 40. So if you feel whatever you can give is going to be a big help to us. I know we're going to make it there. And we do have a few folks waiting. So if people want to press 7 right now, now is a wonderful time to do so.
Thank you, Nicole. And thank you to everyone who has made donations. I assure you these donations are going to this effort. And we have literally all hands on deck on this. We have staff members who have hardly taken a day off of work during all of August because they're doing everything they can to support you, find out where the town hall events have been happening around the country, and do everything we can to help Senators Lee and Cruz and Congressman Meadows get the message out that we have to fund the government and we need to not spend another taxpayer penny on Obamacare, and we can do that through this continuing resolution process. Kurt, do we have any questions? And I want to make sure that people know that Congressman Mark Meadows, who has a letter in the House that is like Mike Lee's letter from the Senate, is on the call as well in case they didn't know that.
And I'm going to queue up this question for the Congressman. It's from Marie. Marie, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting we're having tonight. Marie, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Oh, I'm from Flagler Beach, Florida. And my question is if the Congress, and they just find it abhorrent that the government workers want to be exempt from Obamacare. If it's so bad, why do they want to be exempt, and why are they imposing this on us so-called peons of the electorate?
Well, thank
Great
you so
question.
Much for your yeah. Thanks so much for your question, and Senator Lee spoke to that. It's really about a double standard, and one standard for Main Street, another for Washington D.C. And when you know that something's not going to work, everybody tries to bring something that doesn't work and get it away from their friends or those that they're going to have to deal with. And that's why it's critical, as the senator was talking about, for the voice of the people to be heard. Whether it's on September the 10th on the West Lawn there at the Capitol, or whether it's signing the petition, it's imperative that your voice be heard. You know, we're being told by everybody that this is not possible. But, you know, we're a nation. We have a glorious history that cannot be forgotten. You know, some 9,000 militiamen under the direction of General George Washington, they were told that they couldn't beat, you know, the nation where the sun never set on the British Empire. And yet we know today that that was not an impossible feat. And we were told that it was impossible to tear down the Berlin Wall, and Ronald Reagan spoke up and said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And we know today that that was supposedly impossible, but the wall doesn't exist. And the same thing can happen with this, is with people from Flagler Beach all across this country to Alaska, when they speak up and ring their senator or their representative and make sure the voice is heard, I can tell you people listen. And when we the people stand up and rise together, it makes a huge difference. I know it's been very encouraging for me, and I'm sure with Senator Lee and Senator Cruz, as they've had all these town hall meetings, when people after people show up and say that we're with you, it gives, it just charges your battery and makes you want to get back out and fight again. And I can tell you there's a growing number in the House that are becoming very committed to defund and make sure that this train wreck doesn't happen on our watch.
Jenny Beth?
Thank you for that, Congressman Meadows. Nicole is saying that we have over $28,000 in donations tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you who has made a donation tonight. And if you're able to donate, you can press 7 on your keypad. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that the support team at Tea Party Patriots is doing everything they can to get this message out. At the end of last year, you guys told us that the number one and number two issues you wanted us to focus on were the overspending of the government and Obamacare. And what's happening right now with this continuing resolution and the effort to stop all funding to defund Obamacare, this effort combines your number one and number two issues together. And because of that, we've put all hands on deck throughout the entire month of August. We've made sure that we've tracked every town hall we possibly can, put together toolkits for you. There are press conferences going on around the country right now that Brent Bozell from For America and I have been going to, and we're doing this, and we're going into different states, and we're working with local coordinators in these states to make sure that this issue is getting out in the local press and that the local Tea Party groups are able to get their message out there. We've been to Kentucky, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama. We're going to Ohio still, and Pennsylvania, and then we will be in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday for this Exempt America rally. We have to make our voices heard. This may very well be the last time that we can do anything truly effective to stop this law, and we have to do it. The president has waived it for big business, and he's given the big business mandate a complete delay. He has waived it for members of Congress and their staff, and even the heads of labor unions are saying that it will destroy their work week, and it will destroy the 40-hour work week and shatter their employees' health care. This law is not good for any of those special interest groups, big business, big labor, or big government, and it's not good for the rest of America. Our members of Congress, whether they're in Congress or they're in the Senate, they need to understand that they are not above the law. We are a people where we, all men, are created equal. And what this law is doing right now is setting it up where we're going to have a special ruling class in this country, a permanent ruling class. And if we're not careful, we will be their subjects instead of being all men are created equal. I don't see how any member of Congress can justify allowing that to happen in the United States of America. So thank you, every single one who's given a donation. I know we have time for a few more questions. And so, Kurt, why don't we take another question so Senator Cruz and Congressman Meadows can answer.
Let's start with David first. David, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. David, tell us where you're from and what's your question?
I'm from Georgetown, Georgia.
And, welcome, and go ahead.
My wife and I would like to get on the petition, sign the petition, but we don't have an email. We tried to do it on the computer, but we can't do it. And the other question I had was if this, my state opts out, if they reject Obamacare, doesn't that exempt the residents or not?
Senator Cruz?
Well, thank you, David. Thank you, David, for that question. Let me mention a couple of things that you can do in terms of signing the petition. That's the first time I've encountered the issue of not having an email. I would suggest another way you can do it is to call
Senator Cruz. We have his phone number, so we can make sure that we get him added, because I can tell what phone number it is. So, David, we'll make sure that we get you added to their petition. And then you can go ahead and, if you've got another way to do that, but I want to make sure David knows we'll get him added to your petition.
Yeah. And, David, you can also, on the website, don'tfundit.com, there are two TV ads with Mike Lee and me. And if you click on either one of them, at the end of it, it gives a phone number that you can call, and you can add yourself to the petition on the phone call just by calling that number. The second piece you asked is about states opting out. And unfortunately, the way Obamacare is written, it is not allowing states to opt out from the vast majority of Obamacare. States can opt out in terms of creating exchanges, or they can opt out in terms of expanding Medicaid. But if states opt out of creating exchanges, the federal government is stepping in and creating exchanges for them. And so Obamacare is killing jobs in all 50 states. And even if the state doesn't participate itself and resists it, Obamacare is binding law in all 50 states, and so the job-killing effects are impacting Americans all across the country.
Well, and this is Congressman Mark Meadows, and I would agree with the senator on that. I can give you a real story in my state of North Carolina who has opted out as well. But I had a business owner the other day that has restaurants, and he says it was going to cost him $1.5 million to implement just the increased insurance premiums that we're seeing on the private from a private standpoint. And what he's done is for the last 6 months is not hired one single full-time employee. He's kept everybody at part-time in terms of the new hires. And so he said that it's having a huge impact just on the number of full-time employees that he would potentially have been hiring in this last six-month period. And this is in an area where we have double-digit unemployment in many of the counties that I represent. So it's having real impact on jobs. And unfortunately, just because your governor did the right thing did not accept a lot of the provisions of Obamacare, it does not exempt it. And that's why it's critical that we fight this fight that Senator Lee and Senator Cruz have so eloquently spoken on. But we've got to fight the fight, and that's why September 30th is a critical day.
Thank you, Congressman. Nicole, I think you're up next, and then we're going to take another question. Go ahead, please, Nicole.
Absolutely, and we are fast closing in on our fundraising goal tonight, which was $38,500. We are just rounding the $35,000 mark, but let me assure you, even if we exceed that goal, every penny is needed. Every penny is going to be put to use for the mission. And one final thought here as we begin to conclude, you know, the bureaucrats, the insiders, the establishment in both parties, they would love nothing more than for patriotic American citizens like you and me and everyone on this call to wave the white flag of surrender and succumb to this law, which will permanently damage the American way of life. Let's not give them that satisfaction. The Tea Party patriots have shown time and time again, when we, the people, speak up together with one voice, we can change the course of American history. The Tea Party patriots have shaken up the political establishment more in 4 years than in the last 40 years. And we need your voice more than ever. We still have a few minutes left, and you know what? If you have been on the fence about whether or not you can contribute today, whether or not you'd like to contribute today, now is the time. Press 7 and give $25 or $50, $100 or $150. be part of the movement that is going to save this great nation and protect and defend our freedom.
Let's take Roy next, if we can. Roy, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Roy, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
From Gadsden, Alabama. My question is, what can Mary Beth and Senator Cruz and others do to refute the lie that the media and the administration are giving to the people that to defund Obamacare will shut down the government?
Well, Roy, thank you for that question. That is certainly what the media is repeating over and over again. And I think what we have to do is explain it. We can't trust the mainstream media to do that. We've got to go directly to the people and explain it. Here's what I think should happen. I think the House of Representatives should pass a continuing resolution that funds the entirety of the federal government, every bit of the federal government except for Obamacare. And it should explicitly prohibit spending any federal money, mandatory or discretionary, on Obamacare. And I'm very grateful for Mark Meadows' leadership in the House to help me make that happen. Once that happens, once the House passes that continuing resolution funding the federal government in every respect except for Obamacare, the next step, we know what's going to happen. We've seen this play before. President Obama, Harry Reid, and the Democrats are going to scream and yell, why are the mean, nasty Republicans threatening to shut down the government? And at that point, Roy, we've got to do something that we haven't done in a long, long time. Republicans have to stand up, and we got to win the argument. We got to go to the American people and say, no, we have voted to fund the federal government. We don't want to shut down the federal government. Why is President Obama threatening to shut down the federal government? President Obama has granted waivers for giant corporations, for members of Congress. Why is President Obama threatening to shut down the federal government to deny those same waivers to hardworking American families? That's an argument we can win, but we can't count on ABC and NBC and CBS to tell that story for us. We have got to, number one, have leaders in Washington standing up, going out, and carrying the message. But number two, even more importantly, in order for us to get 41 Republicans in the Senate or 218 Republicans in the House, we're going to have to mobilize millions of Americans to sign the petition at don'tfundit.com, to call their representatives, to demand action. But once that happens, we're not done yet. We've got to then collectively win the argument. So what I would ask from everyone on this call is to do several things. One, sign the petition at don'tfundit.com. Two, call your representative, call your senator. Three, use the links on don'tfundit.com to put comments on the Facebook pages and Twitter feeds of all of the senators who are on the fence who are not supporting defunding it. Four, get 5, 10, 20, 50 of your friends to do the same. Five, show up in Washington, D.C. on September 10th for the rally. And six is the most important, help us win the argument. If we have succeeded in mobilizing millions of Americans, that is the most powerful tool we can. If we've got millions of Americans and every one of us talks to five people and explains it to them that we can fund the federal government and defund Obamacare and stop the biggest job killer in this country, that's how we counteract the propaganda from the White House and Harry Reid and the mainstream media. And so it is dependent upon you, upon everyone on this call, to carry that message. And I'll tell you, I, for one, I'm inspired and humbled that Mike Lee and I and Mark Meadows and so many others are able to march arm-in-arm with the American people, because we're trying to make Washington accountable again to the people, and it's going to come down to each of you, each of us, standing together and demanding accountability.
Congressman Meadows, your thoughts.
Well, Senator Cruz said it so well. It really is about we the people, and I'm encouraged and honored to serve, but more encouraged by the fact that people from Florida to Washington State, from California to New York, are standing up and making it heard. Just like I've been, and it is.
Congressman, you're cracking up a little bit on your transmission right now. You must have moved into a poor cell area. Try it again.
Well, we are just so honored to be fighting the fight, and I'm encouraged by so many people that are willing to stand with us, and together we will win this fight without a doubt.
Thank you, Congressman. Jenny Beth, what's up next?
All right, well, it's coming up at the end of our hour for this Chalachan Hall, and before we end it, I want to let people know that we still have people joining the call right now. We're about to hit 72,000 people who've been on this call in the past hour, literally in the next bam. We just hit 72,000 people have been on this call. If you're joining the call right now, we want to make sure that you know that we have a rally coming up on Tuesday. It's called the Exempt America Rally. We are standing with Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, Congressman Mark Meadows, and Tom Graves as they push their Republican leadership and Democrat leadership in their respective bodies to pass a continuing resolution that funds all of the federal government except for Obamacare. And we are going to be joined at that event. It's not just Tea Party Patriots. We're putting this on, but this isn't about Tea Party Patriots. This is about all of us standing together and making our voices heard. Our coalition partners for this event are Let Freedom Ring, the Tea Party Washington, D.C., Heritage Action for America, Restore America's Voice, the American Center for Law and Justice, Young Americans for Liberty, Citizens United, For America, Freedom Works, Less Government, and the TeaParty.net. And we're going to be there on Tuesday making our voices heard. We have Congressman Mark Meadows on this call. We've had Senator Mike Lee. He had to step off because he is actually going to a town hall with his constituents. And we have Senator Ted Cruz on the call. Kurt, I think we have time for one more very short question, and we can let Congressman Meadows and Senator Cruz answer that question and then give their closing comments.
I just had a question right off, and it's more a logistical question, is that when do you think that this will come up for any kind of voting in the House, I guess, is the next step? And back at the Senate, what's the logistical timeline on any voting on either the House or the Senate? Senator Cruz, if you want to start with the Senate side and where we are logistically there, and Congressman Meadows, where are we exactly in the House?
Well, on the Senate side, Harry Reid is obviously strongly opposed to defunding Obamacare, and we'd right now, a majority of Republicans are opposed to it as well. And so in order for this to happen, the first piece that has to happen is we've got to get such a grassroots uprising that it forces Republicans to stand together. And if Republicans stand together, if we get to 41 Republicans in the Senate, we can defeat any continuing resolution that funds Obamacare. They're not ready to do it now. They'll only do it if they hear from their constituents and are given no choice. And for any of you who wonders, does it make a difference when you call your elected representatives? I have to tell you, there's nothing that gets an elected representative more than getting 100, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 calls from their constituents. That gets their attention, and it works. In terms of the House, and the House needs to act first here, we don't have the votes of the House yet either, and I'll let Mark speak to that in a moment. But I'll point out that at least right now, House leadership has not been persuaded to support the approach of defunding Obamacare. And the only way that will change is if they hear from the American people. Now, it would not surprise me, and there have been some suggestions, that House leadership may allow a symbolic vote on this, to let every Republican in the House vote, but do it in a way that also funds the government and funds Obamacare simultaneously. And if they do that, in my view, that will be too cute by half. So I think we need to be cautious for being told there's a vote on this, but being given a back door to keep Obamacare funded at the same time. The only way to change this dynamic is for the American people to rise up in massive numbers. And the timing of this, the continuing resolution expires September 30th. So I expect the month of September is when this fight will be had and it will be heated, and this is when we'll determine whether we win or lose.
Congressman Meadows.
Yeah, the senator is correct in that we don't have the votes in the House or in the Senate, but we are gaining ground in the House. I specifically, to answer your question, exactly when it'll come up, it's probably not this coming week, but the following week, as we're back in session, I think we will see Syria dealt with this week, and then or much of the debate on Syria monopolizing the time, and then the defund Obamacare language start to be talked about as early as Tuesday of next week, and then perhaps come up for a vote after that.
Thank you, Congressman. Jenny Beth,
yes,
go ahead.
I want to say something before we end this call. Both Senator Lee and Congressman Meadows this is their first term in office. And we went through this, and when they went through this before with the debt ceiling in 2011, they were like most of the people who are listening on this call and were constituents and were not members of Congress. What I saw happen with that is one of the things I'm concerned about that will happen over the next 2 weeks. I want to remind everyone of what happened while we're on this call right now, just so that you're aware and you're ready to fight any of these arguments that may come up. In 2011, with the debt ceiling, we learned that inside of the Republican caucus or the Republican conference meetings on the House side, the Republican quote-unquote leadership were whipping votes by saying that they had to raise the debt ceiling because if they didn't, the funding would stop and the military would not be funded. There was a bill at the time that was a bipartisan bill, and I believe there were 100 congressmen who signed on as co-sponsors of that bill to make sure that the military were paid no matter what happened with the debt ceiling, so that if we hit the debt ceiling or there was any kind of delay in funding, that the military was paid and that was a priority. That bill was never allowed to be brought to a vote. So if you start hearing from your members of Congress that they're using the military in any way, remind them that they could pass a simple bill to make sure that the military is paid no matter what, and that the men and women who are serving this country in uniform, that they are not used as political pawns on Capitol Hill. And the other thing is something that Senator Cruz was talking about. We saw the cut, cap, and balance bill voted on, and immediately, the day that it was voted on, we saw the Republican House leadership say, okay, now we need to have a bipartisan bill, and let's pass something else. And eventually what happened is the bill that was passed was the mechanism to create the sequester agreement. So the vote to do cut, cap, and balance was a good vote, and we appreciate it, but when it came to the next votes, they didn't hold firm, and that's when they blinked. And you've heard Ted Cruz talk about it over the last few months. It's very important that people don't blink. He and I were in a meeting, and we talked about this back in July. That's where it gets really tough. It's after that first vote. If they vote one time, we want to make sure we hold their feet to the fire. So we have to make sure they get to the point where they're willing to vote and stand up for us and exempt all of us from this law they're not even willing to live under themselves. And then we have to make sure they hold the line. And I truly think that our argument that if business has been delayed on this, unions are saying that this is going to shatter their employees' health care and destroy the 40-hour work week, and members of Congress and their staff have been exempted from this law as it was written, that it's time to exempt the rest of America, and Congress does not need to be using our hard-earned tax dollars on a bill that's not good enough for all these other special interests, and they expect us to live under when they're not willing to. So we want to keep making that argument, and I think everyone who's on the call tonight, before we drop off, Nicole, do you have any last words? I know we've had tremendous, tremendous generosity tonight.
Yes, this was a record-breaking call, but Jenny Beth, over $50,000 in donations from over 1,000 people. We had donations ranging from $10 to one person who contributed $5,000, a total of $50,000, and almost every operator is still on the line. If people are still waiting to make their donations, we will remain on the line after the call is over. So simply just, if you're on hold and waiting for an operator, just wait there and we will get to you, and every penny is appreciated and very, very much needed.
Hey, I had a quick question. This is Kurt of the Congressman. Karen has a question, and it reads like this. When I call my congressman, what should I say?
Congressman. Well, it's very simple. That we have a continuing resolution vote that will be coming up. Make sure that the vote goes for funding the government but not funding Obamacare. And so if that you want them to go on record for supporting continuing funding for our government but not for implementation or enforcement or any mandatory spending as it relates to Obamacare.
Thank you, Congressman. And Jenny Beth, tell us one more time about the rally coming up next week, logistics about it, if you would, please.
All right, and I know that the congressmen and senators both have other appointments tonight, so I don't want to hold them longer than what they committed to. I appreciate both of them being on this call. If they have to drop off, we understand and we appreciate you being on. We're going to see you on Tuesday in Washington, D.C., in front of the Capitol, on the West Lawn in front of the Capitol. And at that time, we are having a rally. It's the Exempt America Rally. If you don't have information, all you have to do is go to exemptamerica.com. And we are standing shoulder to shoulder with Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Congressman Mark Meadows and Congressman Tom Graves, who have been fighting this effort to make sure that we fund the entire United States government and we do not spend another taxpayer penny on Obamacare. And so we're going to be outside of the West Lawn on Tuesday on September the 10th at noon Eastern time. And we've got buses going from around the eastern half of the country. You can go to exemptamerica.com. If you don't have transportation, you can join and get on a bus and join other people from your area to go up and make your voices heard. There are over 530 members of Congress. And from what we've been able to calculate, only less than 130 of them, somewhere between 120 and 130, actually had public meeting during the August recess. And they are hiding from us. They don't want to make their voices heard. They saw what happened in 2009 when we rose up and we made our voices heard then, and they don't want to hear from us again. And so if they think that they can hide from us while they're at home, then we know where they're going to be on Tuesday, September 10th. They'll be back in Washington, D.C., and they think that, and we want to make sure that we show up and we make our voices heard, and we tell them that we stand with Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Mark Meadows as they fight for our freedom. We're going to fight for our freedom, too, and we're demanding that they fund the entire government and that they do not spend another penny on Obamacare. And I want to thank Congressman Mark Meadows and Ted Cruz for being on the call tonight.
And Jenny Beth, well, if anybody wants to donate and hasn't had a chance to get through to an operator, you can now press 1 on the keypad on your phone, and we'll give you a shout back in the next couple of days or so. So if you want to donate and you haven't gotten through yet and you have to go, don't be shy. Press 1. Press 1 on the keypad on your phone. One of our operators will give you a call the next day or so and help out. So go ahead, Congressman. You were going to say something.
No, I just want to say thank you, Jenny Beth, for having this town hall. Thanks to all those who have listened and who are part of this effort. Together we will not fail. It's an honor to serve. It's an honor to be standing side by side with Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Mike Lee and fighting what I believe is one of the most critical fights in our nation's history, with regards to the economic prosperity that will either be ours for the taking in the years to come or will be truly a very difficult hole to ever pull out of if we do not stop Obamacare now.
Well, and this is Ted Cruz, and I just want to echo Mark's comments. I want to thank Benny Beth and Tea Party Patriots, and I want to thank each of you for your leadership standing up to defund Obamacare, to restore economic growth, and together to take our country back. Together, if the American people stand up, we're able to do it, and I am certainly proud to stand with you. Thank you.
Thank you both for being on the. Congressman Meadows and Senator Cruz, this is a record-breaking call for us. We've had over 72,000 people on this call tonight. We've raised over $53,000 tonight, and we're going to be with you on Tuesday, and we're going to make our voices heard, and we made a commitment that those on Capitol Hill who fight with us, that we will stand and fight with them. And that's what we're doing right now and throughout this month. That's what we've been doing. And I appreciate everyone who's been on the call tonight. I know that it is a Friday night and there are other things that you could be doing. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on this call and to listen to what's going on and to be ready to join us on Tuesday at the Exempt America Rally. And Kurt, what was the number that they need to press if they wanted to have a call back for donations? Can we give that one last time?
Yeah, all they do is have to press 1. Press 1 on the keypad or on their phone, and we'll give them a shout back. We are going to keep you leave us, we're going to keep the system open for people that are still in the process of donating. But when you leave the call, there's just going to be silence for probably about 5 or 10 minutes at least after that while we're still finishing up some donations. So go ahead, Jenny Beth.
All right, and I just want to thank everyone again so much. We are in this together, and Tea Party Patriots could not do what we're doing without each and every one of you around this country. And because of all of you, we are strong. And because of all of you, we are going to make a difference. We are going to restore our Constitution. And we will stand up on Tuesday at the Exempt America Rally. We will continue to stand with Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina and Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz as they fight to fund the entire government while defunding Obamacare, and that means fund the entire government without spending any more of our taxpayer dollars on Obamacare. And that's what we're going to keep fighting for. And I appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to have one of Nicole's operators call you back, just press 1. And we're about to end this call. And if you're sitting on hold in the queue, just hang tight, and one of Nicole's operators from Iowa will be on the call with you in just a few minutes. So thank you all very, very much, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday at the Exempt America Rally. And again, for more information, exemptamerica.com. Thank you and good night. God bless you.
Good night.